Welcome to this week's International Dukebox. I'm Mary, and a really big welcome to my guests today, Hadrian, Stephen, and Jessica.
Hi, I'm Stephen.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Hadrian.
So this week, I'm going to talk about something that is a bit serious and heavy, but it's definitely worthwhile to discuss. I'd like to tell you guys about the deadly coronavirus, which outbroke in China at the end of January. The coronavirus has caused more deaths than the SARS epidemics that prevailed in 2002, which stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. Up until now, around 400 people have died, and another 10,000 or so have been infected, mainly in China, but also around the globe. Recently, I have heard a lot of hearsay about how the virus has affected people's life in China, and people around me are very curious about what is the people in China doing, since the Chinese government has extended the New Year holiday and has advised people stay at their homes. It seems like everything is closed, from restaurants to shopping malls. Is that true?
Well, to some extent, I think that is, because my parents have recently been staying at their home basically all of the time. I remember them explicitly telling me, if it's a good day outside, open the window, but don't go out. And a lot of the restaurants do seem to have closed. My parents have been staying at home this whole time, and even if they had to go outside, they would have to wear masks, because that was the only way to fight against what was now a very, very large epidemic in China spreading from Wuhan.
Just to add on, not all masks can actually prevent this Wuhan virus. The Chinese government has proposed a plan to manufacture more N95 surgical masks to prevent this disease.
Also, there were travel restrictions, just like our flight got cancelled from UK to Chengdu because of the virus.
Yes, that is true. And I've heard that the Wuhan airport and train station has been closed for several days, just to contain the virus, just to make sure it doesn't spread any further. So the word quarantined is heard very frequently these days. What do you feel about, like, have you heard any of your families or friends be quarantined because of the virus?
Well, so far there hasn't been anything happening to my parents because they haven't been traveling in between countries very frequently, if at all, ever since the outbreak of the virus. However, there has been news articles about flights having their passengers quarantined for around 2 weeks, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. And yeah, it is a very important part of preventing the virus from spreading internationally, because it's the only way to really prevent anyone from traveling abroad, spreading the virus, and then going back. Because that's really not a very good situation to be in for countries like England, or really anywhere in Europe and America, because Chinese tourism, it's very well developed, and there's a lot of people constantly traveling abroad in China, especially in tourist groups. So these tourist groups can present a very big issue in that they have a large concentration of sometimes aged Chinese residents who can very possibly contain the coronavirus. If you hear about anyone being quarantined, it's not that they're in trouble or anything. They're really just being quarantined or confined by themselves, basically, because we don't want the virus to spread throughout the world, and we want to be able to stop it before it does that.
Yeah, exactly. Quarantining people is the best way to make sure that others don't get infected. And a friend of mine's father has gone back to China on a business trip, and he has returned to the UK several days before. He was asked to stay at home for 14 days before he is allowed to work. Her mother was also quarantined because she lives with her husband, so is also suspect. But other than that, there was nothing serious. Next week is half term. Do you guys have any idea of are you going to go back to China?
Well, actually, we were advised by the college not to go back to mainland China or the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. So Stephen and I would be staying at our homestay guardian's place, so hopefully it wouldn't be that bad.
And also, if you're like us, then we will be living together in the same family, which is always going to be nice because there's going to be someone to stay with and there's friends that you know. So if possible, and if you aren't able to go back to your homes during the holidays, then it is good to sometimes stay together. And that way it makes things a lot less boring for an otherwise basically cancelled holiday.
I think it would be interesting to compare the coronavirus with other infectious disease that happened before. Have you looked into some information about this?
During the SARS outbreak in 2002 and 2003, there were 348 deaths, 5,327 reported cases in China. And for the coronavirus this year, on the 31st of January, there were currently 132 deaths and also 5,974 cases in China. But compared to the flu in the USA this season, there were 8,200 deaths, 15 million reported cases just in the US alone. So actually, I personally believe that it is not fair to treat the Wuhan coronavirus more severely than the US flu.
And also, adding on to that, the amount of deaths caused by the H1N1, which was the virus outbreak in the USA, is 20 times that of even Ebola, which makes it one of the most severe virus epidemics really to ever have happened. And the Wuhan virus is a lot less severe than both of the previously mentioned viruses, to the point where even if you added the deaths of the Wuhan virus, bird flu, and Ebola, it wouldn't add up to the H1N1, which really does reflect how, because of the experience with viruses that we have built up in the past few years, I think really a lot of preparation has been made to stop this virus from infecting the wider public, which does mean that you wouldn't have to worry as much as you would otherwise have to about other viruses that have previously killed millions of people.
Yes, and I heard that the Chinese government react really quickly to the outspread of the virus, and three hospitals have been built in Wuhan City during like 10 days or 20 days period. So the idea is that we don't want you to be afraid of any people coming from China or anywhere else because of the virus. And we really need to understand each other, that this virus is the enemy of all of us. It can't be the thing that causes us to separate from each other. So what else do you guys know about the coronavirus? Anything interesting? Any facts?
The Wuhan coronavirus originated from a fish market where some of the seafood, such as various types of fish, shellfish, and other goods have contained this virus. And when the buyers had consumed these seafoods, it was reported that that's how they first got infected by the coronavirus. So after that, there have been many factors that cause this virus to spread rapidly, including the transportation of various animals and humans coming in contact with these animals. However, in contrary to what people might believe from some online sources, this has very little to do with bat soup, which is a common delicacy in Wuhan and some areas of China. Now, bats do play an important role in spreading this disease at times because they are the only flying mammal to be able to carry this virus. However, this is only in a very small part of China and is by no means mainstream. So this will not likely to be a factor regarding the worldwide spread of this virus.
In addition, the receptors for coronavirus are deep in the person's lungs. A person must inhale enough of the virus that it can actually bind to those receptors deep in the lungs. So the virus also doesn't spread through casual contact. Actually, individuals must be in close contact, so within 2 meters, to be able to inhale droplets from a cough or a sneeze that is not covered. So just a friendly reminder, whenever you sneeze or cough, please cover your mouth. A Chinese pulmonologist who discovered the SARS coronavirus in 2003 suggested simple ways to prevent it. It is recommended that you rinse your throat with light salt water before going to the hospital or either public places, and do the same after you return home. The method is as follows. Hold a mouthful of dilute salt water, raise your head, let the salt water stay around your throat area. Open your mouth slightly and exhale slowly, let air bubbling through the water in your throat and make a ha sound. Spit out the salt water after a few seconds, and then repeat 3 to 5 times. Because viruses or bacteria lurk in the pharynx through the nasal passage, diluted salt water can kill them on the spot, thereby achieving the purpose of preventing infection. During SARS, I promoted and supervised this method amongst my students. As a result, none of our students in our class got cold, cough, and fever, said Zhong Nanshan, a Chinese pulmonologist who discovered the SARS.
So what are the symptoms of having the coronavirus? How can you identify somebody has the virus?
Well, the ways to identify someone that has coronavirus are the common signs include respiratory symptoms, there are fever, cough, shortness of breath, and breathing difficulties, and some severe ones also have to struggle through stomach aches and things like that.
So, Stephen, do you know what are the ways to prevent the virus?
Okay, so there are several, actually quite a few ways of preventing this that can all be very easily done, including frequently washing your hands with alcohol-based hand rub or soap or water, even better. And also, when coughing and sneezing, do make sure you cover your mouth with either a flexed elbow or some tissue and throw away the tissue immediately if you are using that. And afterwards, I would suggest washing hands as well. Do not come in close contact with anyone who has fever or cough if you suspect that it might be caused by the virus. And if you have a fever, cough, difficulty breathing, please seek medical care immediately and share your travel history, as that can be very helpful to your healthcare provider. When visiting live markets in areas close to you or currently experiencing coronavirus infections, please avoid directly touching the live animals without any form of protection, and do not touch the surfaces that have come in contact with the animals either. Those can too be infected with coronavirus. And also, we wouldn't suggest consuming any raw or undercooked animal products. If you find that any sort of meat or seafood has been undercooked, please do try to avoid it as much as possible. That includes undercooked or even raw steak.
In addition to that, I do recommend people wearing masks in densely populated cities so that there's a less chance of contamination. And also, please do flush after you use the toilet.
With the lid closed, yes, as well, because yes, if you don't close the lid, the interlinking pipe systems could also bring the disease around.
Yes. According to the pulmonologist Zhong Nanshan, he discovered that the toiletry system is actually the most effective way of spreading diseases such as a coronavirus. So please do remember that.
Okay, a very important message. Please follow that. And we hope you won't get infected. You guys must miss your families and friends a lot because they are in China and they are like facing a high risk of getting infected by the virus. It's very sad to see people getting ill and to be scared by the virus. In this special time, we really need to look after each other, give others support, and try to understand their worries. The people who are ill are innocent, and they shouldn't deserve hatred or critics. Treating others differently can only worsen the situation by letting them reluctant to say it out when they are ill. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I can definitely relate to this issue. I have had some personal experiences, although that is nothing to go by. I do understand that most people will be kind-hearted in these situations.
Yes, and we should always show empathy for the people being ill.
If anything, I think people would definitely appreciate it more if people didn't really talk about it as much, because people do have their own worries, and really other people mentioning it could make them think about it more, in some cases overthink these issues.
If you would like to fund for the innocent people in China, especially in the Wuhan region, please speak to Victor Wei, 4th form Murray, Hadrian Lau, 3rd form Picton, Stephen Gu, 3rd form Beresford, Jessica Yang, 3rd form Orange, and Mary Yang, lower 6th form Harding.
So now for the Chinese segment of this broadcast brought to you especially for the Chinese audiences in this school.
我们希望现在用中文跟大家交流一下我们的这几天的心得。首先就是还是那句话，中国加油，武汉加油，我们所有在这里的同学和老师。
一直相信你们，也致敬前线的所有医护人员。谢谢你们，在这样危急的时刻还能挺身而出。相信这次的新冠病毒会顺利的治疗。同时，我们也希望大家的家人都在家里平平安安的，不要跟家人失联，最好也不要，把自己和家人隔离开。 这样子对大家都不好。没错，所谓百姓以孝为先，为了不让父母担心呐，记得卫生要紧呐。好，那么今天的节目咱们就播到这儿了，下次见。谢谢各位，拜拜。The
International Students Committee is organizing a donation for the coronavirus for the people in China. And if you would like to support, please follow any email we send you. Thank you very much. Thank you for everything you do for the Chinese people, for the Wuhan people.
还有，各位乡亲有什么事的话，请找本四海同乡会会长刘金鹏，也就是Picton Third Form的Hadrian Lau.
Thank you for listening. Bye bye. 再见。